All right, by the clock on the wall, it is 2:00 PM, so I will call the Sugar Creek Township's regular meeting for January 12, 19 to order. What we'll want to do is wrap up our 2018 agenda items, and then we'll move into opening up 2019. So if we could review the year-end meeting minutes and any other minutes that we have not reviewed from December.
I didn't bring extra copies. You guys got them, right?
Yes.
There's no changes?
There's no.
To the draft, okay.
I forgot to bring extra copies, but that's it there, so you can pass that down.
Yeah. If you guys want to review the official transcript. Any amendments, corrections? If not, then I will move that we approve the minutes from the December 26th meeting, 2018.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Steiner. All in favor of approving the minutes, please say yes. Yes.
Yes.
Any abstentions or objections? There are none. So now the bank statement from December. All right, any amendments or corrections or comments, discussion about the bank reconciliation? If none, then I move that we approve the December 2018 bank statement.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Mr. Hofstadter. All in favor of approving the bank statement, please say yes. Yes?
Yes.
Any opposed or abstained? There are none, so that passes and all three. Signatures. Thank you. Next item is a holdover. We've actually already approved and accepted CareWorks Comp for 2018. Their bills are paid. I don't think it's necessary that we have that as part of our old business for 2018. If we need to accept them for 2019, we'll take care of that in 2019 business. Are you prepared to close out the books?
No.
Very well. We'll take care of that.
A couple other technically 18 things.
Let's do technically 18 things.
This is a purchase order for the ACHV. I had already closed out all of 18's purchase orders and realized I had to enter that yet. So it's for the $15 bank charge for the ACH.
All right, I move we approve then and now purchase order number 73-2018 for the amount of $15 to cover the monthly ACH fee.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Steiner. All in favor of approving the then and now purchase order 73-2018 for $15, please say yes. Yes.
Yes.
Any opposed or abstained? There are none, so that's approved.
This is the last payroll voucher for the road employees. It's technically 18 time. Checks were actually in 19, but the time is for the 18th, so those need to be signed.
We don't need to move on that, right? We just need to sign.
Okay.
So if there's no questions about that, John, if you can sign that and send it back, we'll sign it as it comes back to us. Both sheets. Two spots.
This is one more 18 thing. We had approved doing a Section 125 premium only plan back in the beginning of 18. They are wanting it by resolution instead of motion.
Okay.
That's the resolution.
You guys want to review that, and then we'll do a resolution. All right, I will move that we accept. Do you have a date?
I don't remember what the DEP was back in January.
Okay, should we do the resolution in 19 or in 18, backdated?
Maybe backdated to this January 1, because that's when the plan of 19.
Of 19.
Because that's when this plan technically went into effect.
Okay.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know if it matters.
I'm going to adopt, or rather move, that we approve resolution 2019-01-01-1. That will, for the adoption of the section 125 premium only plan.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Steiner. We'll have a roll call.
Scott?
Yes.
John?
Abstain, just like I did in December. I'm not on it.
Yes.
Any more?
No.
Okay.
I think everything else is. Well, yeah, I guess this would be. This is just an updated fund status. The year is not closed, but it's an updated fund status as of the end of 18. I didn't think there would be any more income, but there was a check from the county auditor that came like Christmas Eve. And I didn't go online to see that it was there before our 26th meeting. So that's just kind of an information only. This will be where the year ends for fund balances.
It will be.
Yeah, because okay. All the bills are entered, the bank statements reconciled. I mean, the books are technically not closed, but I don't foresee anything else. And then I'm done.
Okay.
What was the change, Anita, on the, what was the check?
There was a check for, it was all road and bridge funds.
It was all, okay.
Yeah, permissive. It was the three that usually come together. Yeah. It was gas tax, permissive motor vehicle, and maybe the motor vehicle license.
Yeah, because road and bridge hasn't changed significantly since our last meeting.
Yeah, it was those three, motor vehicle, gasoline, and permissive motor vehicle.
Yeah.
On that 4901 fund, did we move that in December? Did that record till 2019?
We did move that, and actually that reminded me. I'm not sure we need to make a resolution because we made a resolution to move it, but they didn't like what I sent in, so I have to send one more thing in because you have to move the revenue and then you have to move the appropriations both. So I'm thinking that resolution will cover both, the revenue side and the...
Which resolution?
The one we did last.
Yeah.
To move the 40,000 from the road and bridge. And you're right, that is not in this yet, so.
Will the 20?
It won't change the bottom line, but it will reallocate.
Right, so we will see that on the final, on the fund status.
I think so, yes.
Okay.
I think so.
Any other questions regarding 2018? Since we're not prepared to close the books, a motion to close the books is inappropriate, and a motion to tentatively close the books is also not necessary. It's not relevant. But I think we should have a motion to close our 2018 business and then move on with our 2019. So I'll move that we close the 2018 business year.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Hofstetter. Should we do that by roll call? Or I don't think it's that significant. All in favor of closing the 2018 business year, say yes.
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 Any opposed or abstained? There are none. So we're going to close the 2018 business year out, with the exception of closing the books. And I'll turn it over to our fiscal officer to open up 2019.
I don't know how formal this needs to be, but I guess 2019's open and the floor is open now for nominations for president.
I'll nominate Scott Widmer for president for 2019.
I'll second.
Okay. I don't know how you do this.
All in favor?
Any all in favor? Say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. All right, motion carries. I'll turn the meeting back over to Scott.
All right. I think we're going to continue on into our meeting. By Ohio Revised Code, it's not necessary that we nominate or approve a vice chair. So we'll continue ahead. In old business, last December regular meeting, I believe, we had some discussion here about potentially changing our public records request policy so that it would only be requests to physically see physical documents would be fulfilled only by the fiscal officer. And we had determined that we should talk to the Wayne County Prosecutor about that before we proceed with changing that policy. I have, and I think we actually had a resolution that authorized me to be the contact person there. So I have put that request into the matrix portal at the Wayne County Prosecutor's office, and I have not heard anything back on that yet. So that will continue to remain open until we get some clarification from the Wayne County Prosecutor. Also at the, this is not on the agenda, also at the December regular meeting, I had discussed some of the statistics from partial year 2018 for the East Wayne Fire District. After that meeting, I made a public records request to the board, as I stated I would during that meeting, and had seven specific things that I asked for. First was current roster of active staff. Second was some clarification on what the plan is for responding to calls in the unincorporated area of Sugar Creek Township with respect to the reduced staffing and reduced resources from having a smaller territory. And in fact, I did receive back from East Wayne Fire District a roster of their members. I had asked for a roster of active staff. They sent me a roster of 21 staff. I went back and asked them for another roster of active staff because at the next meeting, after this was fulfilled, there were several resignations that occurred, as well as there's individuals on this list that are either on leave of absence, have resigned, or on disciplinary leave. So I've asked for more, but I haven't received that back. Third item was, what is the chief's preferred full-time staffing alternative based on the needs and resources of the newly reduced district territory? Fourth, is there a full-time staffing alternative that the EWFD is proposing to bring before residents? Fifth was, what is the contingency plan for Winger Road and US 30? I'm anticipating, I don't know, DOT has not contacted us, but when orange barrel season begins, I'm anticipating that we will see orange barrels. DOT usually subcontracts out the orange barrels, so they may appear a week or longer before work actually begins. I want to understand what the contingency plan is for our township for fire and EMS service if that intersection is closed. Fifth was the Winger Road. Sixth, I just wanted some clarification on the MABUS for EWFD specifically. As we talked about, Wayne County Airport figures prominently in the grant requests, and so I was just curious how the staff is being trained to respond to calls at Wayne County Airport. How many times has the EWFD ever responded? And then I think as well, what is the MABUS currently, and how does the status of the MABUS figure in for the Wayne County Airport? And seventh, well, it was a question about Auto Aid. I want to understand Auto Aid a little bit better, because I was under the impression we were on Auto Aid on all fire calls, and thought I saw one instance in 2018 where it looked like there was a call for additional fire companies to respond, and it was just something I need to learn more about, so I'd requested some additional feedback on that. I can provide all that to you. And then that was on actually December 12th. I had made that request just shortly after our meeting, or same evening as our meeting, I think, perhaps. And then I followed up on January 2nd because it had been a few weeks since I had heard anything, and just asked again for the staffing issue to be highlighted, as well as the Wingard Road and US 30 issue to be brought forward. And as well, just, you know, I guess the question I have is, we'll also make that part of public record. I think those are my notes, but I can provide you with electronic version of that that we can make as part of the public record. I lost my train of thought. Where was I at? Oh, yeah, when the EWFD was first formed back in 13 and 14, you know, it's a much bigger territory. There's much more taxpayers. And so now we're at a different scenario now in 2019 with a reduced territory. And so I just want to make sure that the rationale for a joint fire district is still valid. And that's really what I'm looking for, is what is the plan? Is this the right plan? And let's get a plan and make certain that our residents are safe. Okay, so that is just kind of a update on some old business there. New business, do you have an inventory status as of January 1? Thank you. really accumulated depreciation, is there? Yeah. So these are full books.
Those are just cost, items that cost.
Yeah, okay.
Or, well, I'm assuming they're close to, well, I don't know. I can't say that because I didn't do it before.
Any questions regarding inventory status? Any discussion? If not, then I move that we approve the inventory status as of January 1st, 2019, as presented here.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Mr. Hofstetter. All in favor of approving the inventory status, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed or abstained? None of those. It's not the right meeting to be doing appropriations, is it? So we'll move appropriations to a more appropriate meeting.
Yes.
The next line item I'm going to is the 2019 Township Employee Pay. Let's discuss that, but I move that we...
I do have these if you want to do these first. I don't know.
Oh.
They're based on temporary that you passed the last meeting.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Because
yeah,
I have some bills.
Okay. Sure.
I didn't know if you wanted to do that before.
No, this is fine.
Okay. These are the purchase orders for 19 that were done. There's regular ones. There's some blanket ones. And then there's also some then and now for most of these because most, a lot of these came from right at the end of the year.
Okay.
So.
Is this...
Don't have a list.
Consecutive? Is there 36?
No, because it starts renaming at the blanket order. The blanket.
Okay, so we should take it.
There's like three sections. You want to
group at a time.
Yeah.
So rather than.
There's 24 regular ones.
Okay, so rather than appropriations, we'll call this purchase orders.
Yes, these are purchase orders.
Okay. And so this will populate our accounts and our line items from our temporary approval back in December.
Yep.
I'll give you a chance to review the regular purchase orders.
Most of them are based on prior year, which ones we had in the prior year.
Any discussion about the purchase orders we're looking at or have reviewed? Some of these are just for supplies, we don't know exactly.
And those numbers do match what we had on the temporary appropriations.
Well, they're either match or under.
Or under.
All right, then I will move that we approve purchase orders number 1-2019 through 24-2019. As a batch.
I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Mr. Steiner. All in favor of approving these regular purchase orders as presented, please say yes. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Any abstentions or objections? There are none. So that funds us until we get to these super blanket certificates.
Yes.
Right, and we've got...
There's 11.
11 of those. A silly question.
Yes.
Why are there no vendors listed on these?
Because super blankets don't have vendors.
Oh.
Those are just ones that will cover
whatever we need to do.
Whatever
that.
The ones that don't have one of these.
Right.
It just goes according to the account code.
Yeah, what's on the account code that's listed on them. Yes.
Another set after that. It's in Denny Mouse, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right, any questions or discussion regarding the super blankets? If not, then I move that we approve super blanket certificate 01-2019 through 11-2019 as presented.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Mr. Hofstetter. All in favor of approving these super blankets, please say yes. Yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Abstained, there are none. So those passed unanimously. We've got some then and nows.
Yes, these are the then and nows for the bills paid tonight.
Got it. Oh, I'm
or
sorry.
For most of the bills paid tonight, there was one that actually was a January bill that would be on covered under these. And these all need to be signed then. Do you want to sign at the end?
All 40. Yeah, we'll sign at the end.
I It might help to have these, I could pass this out too, because this is gonna be the list of
Bill payments.
Bill payments award.
So by approving these, we de facto approve the payment list, so to speak. Thank you. So you've changed vendor name. That's perfect. All right, these then and nows match up with the bill payments that we've got. So I'm gonna put these two issues into one motion, I think. I'll move that we approve the then and now purchase orders, beginning with number, is this right? 25-2019 through 36-2019. Which corresponds with our payment listing for January of 2019, would be what we normally call the January bills.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Steiner. All in favor of approving the January bills, including the then and now purchase orders as listed, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed or abstained? There are none, so we've approved these. We'll have to come back and sign all bajillion of these.
Yeah.
Before the end of the meeting and sign the check.
Yes.
As well. Awesome.
Is that mine?
That is. Okay. So now you kind of at a stopping point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now let's talk about pay raises for our employees, and I think in order to do that we should be in executive session. So I'm going to move that we convene to executive session specifically for to consider appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of public employees or officials per ORC section 121-22 paragraph G.
Second.
Thank you. And I think we got to do that formally.
Roll call.
Yeah. So when you're ready, if you could roll us.
John, seconded?
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Mitch.
Yes.
It is 2:40. And we'll be back as quickly as possible.